Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's subject is gratitude. Why? It is so appropriate right now as we are seeing more behavior of entitlement, not caring about others, lack of respect, and I could name quite a few more, yet I don't see the need about it. I'd rather start focusing on the positive and share why gratitude has such an important influence or impact on us and our lives. Let me start with the definition of gratitude. It says in Webster's Dictionary, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And they gave an example saying, she expressed her gratitude to the committee for their support. So we kind of understand what gratitude is all about. My name is Denise Thompson, and I have so much to be grateful for. Exercising this trait of being grateful helps me daily, emotionally and physically. Writing down a few thoughts daily about things we are grateful for helps us align our thoughts to being more positive. You probably remember my saying, a positive mind creates health, a negative mind causes illness. So that's the create versus the cause. It's so true. I actually ran it by several medical doctors just to see how they acted and reacted towards my statement. And I have to say, or I'm happy to say, they were all actually in agreement with me. So, and I've experienced it personally. Just being happy and grateful and not taking everything that seriously and not taking everything for granted, but be open and honest and coachable or teachable or whatever you want or need. Be there. Don't just shut off or shut out. You know, be open because that's what's making your life so much better. So having started with that, why am I talking about gratitude besides what I started with saying that so many people are not grateful for anything. They want everything because I'm entitled to this and I'm entitled to that. Well, I'm sorry. I would call that bull honky because nothing is given for free. You always have to do something to get something or to accomplish something. And so that's why I'm saying gratefulness is such an important part. Actually, you know, do you have a gratitude journal? If not, why not? If yes, why? So assuming you have one, how often do you write in it? When do you write? In the morning, in the evening, or both times? How do you feel before and after you have written your thoughts down in your journal? How does it affect you emotionally, physically, and even financially? And that's where I can say, whenever I jot down something in my notebook that I'm grateful for, it feels like I just get a ton of energy. It clears out things that don't serve me, and the gratitude takes over, and it makes me happy. And when I'm happy, I'm healthy. And when I'm healthy, I can focus. And when I can focus, I can do more good for myself and everybody around me, and I can be more influential. And I go, wow, I so want to help so many people to get their health back. So many of us have been suffering, especially over the last 2 years with COVID and the variants, even now Omicron, and they're talking about another one coming out soon. I mean, they're just spreading like wildfires. And that is one of the major reasons why being out there and sharing with y'all is to create a place where you feel safe, where you feel you can actually allow yourself to feel. You can allow yourself to be grateful. That doesn't mean you're grateful 100% of the time, all the time. You do have your moments where you're angry and frustrated. And you know what? That's okay because it's part of life. However, staying there is not okay because you sabotage yourself and your health. And when you do that, you know how the catch-22 goes. Unhealthy mind, you create illness. What happens when you're ill? You have to go see the doctor. You get put on medications. You have to go through tests and screenings and whatnot. And it all costs money. And at the end, you're not even feeling much better, except sometimes even worse when you have to swallow all these pills or get shots or whatever it is. So I personally have noticed with myself, the happier and healthier and more grateful I am, the less I feel sick. My immune system goes up. I feel better. And I don't need to go see a doctor for every little thing. Now, doctors are there for a reason, and I'm not saying anything negative about them. I have a lot of family members who are doctors. A lot of us are nurses. We even have a dentist and dental hygienist and all these professions in my family. It's good. We need them, okay? But why should we sabotage ourselves that we need them more and then we have more expenses than we have anticipated? So being grateful, being happy and healthy, and learning how to make the most out of each and every day suits us so much better. And positivity is more contagious in a wonderful way than negativity. And so with that, I just want to tell you, life is really actually very, very good. So I did ask you just before I got into that tangent here, when you write in your journal, if it's morning or evening or both times, and how it's affecting you. You know, taking a few minutes in the morning to be grateful prepares you for a wonderful day. And a few minutes in the evening before you go to bed and fall asleep helps you relax more easily and sleep much better and deeper. Now, there are nights where we sometimes wake up in the middle of the night not knowing why exactly, but there's something that's going through our brain. Well, instead of dwelling on it, I have a notepad and a pen on my nightstand or night table. And whenever something comes up that preoccupies my mind, I just jot it down on the paper and do a couple of deep breathing techniques and say something that I'm grateful for. So I'm relaxed again and go right back to sleep deeply and soundly. And when I wake up in the morning and I've done my gratitude and I'm ready to get up, then I can look at the paper and say, okay, is this even still true? Or can I just let it go? And you know, the fun part behind this is that most of the times I have no clue why it occupied my mind, why it woke me up, why I felt I had to dwell on it. And thank goodness I didn't. I just wrote it down and let go. How marvelous. There's actually a story that a farmer, not person, went to work, had a crappy car, had to carry a toolbox around all the time, went in, signed in for work, and his boss said, well, I have no work for you today. And the guy says, well, I'll just wait a little bit. Maybe something comes up. And he was really positive. And the boss goes, okay, suit yourself. And he did. He went to the waiting room and, well, something came up. He did it. And then he met that one person on the road who said, oh, life is so terrible. I just lost my house, I lost my family, I lost this, I lost that. I am not feeling like I'm worth anything, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the sob story went on. So this employee said, you know what? I have a solution for you. I'm going to invite you to come home with me and have dinner, and then we'll see what we can do. And the guy goes, well, but you don't even really know me. Why would you do that? He says, well, it's just the right thing to do. But before he drove close to the house, there was a tree. And he stopped at the tree, the employee, and he started pretending to hang things on the tree branches. And the guy was watching. And when the employee went back in the car, before he stopped the car at home, the other person says, what did you do with that tree? The employee said, well, I hung all my questions, all my sorrows, all my burdens on the tree branches. And I said, God, please take care of them. If they're still here in the morning, I'll pick them up and deal with it. If you've taken care of it for me overnight, thank you so much, and I'll be eternally grateful. And the guy goes, and the employee goes, when I go back in the morning and I look at it, there's usually nothing left. And he goes, but why do you do that? Well, I have decided that when I'm at work, I'm 100% present at work. When I'm home, I'm 100% present for my wife and my children. I don't want to deal with anything that is not necessary to deal with. So I hand it over to God. I put it on the tree branches. And if it's there in the morning, I'll pick it up and deal with it. And if it's gone, thank you, Lord. And I move on. And the moral of the story is we're holding on to things too long when we don't need to. And so that story, it's told in many different variations, but that story actually tells us why worry about something that is not in our control. Hand it over. Give it to the one who can take care of it. And if it's still there in the morning and you need to pick it up and deal with it, do it. So those are some of the things that I really wanted to stress. Okay. So we did talk about get better sleep when we're grateful. And if we wake up during the night, we're going to write it on the pad and go from there. And now I just want to share a few things with you that I Googled, actually, gratitude. And what I found were quite a few quotes that really, really speak to me. And I want to share those with you. And you can Google it also. Just put in gratitude in the Google search, and you'll have choices to choose from, whether you want quotes or pictures or whatever you want. I just went for quotes. The first one that really impressed me, and I wasn't sure it was that powerful, but it is. It says, did you know gratitude shields you from negativity, makes you at least 25% happier, rewires your brain, eliminates stress, heals, improves sleep, boosts self-esteem and performance, enhances the law of attraction, improves relationships. And that was created in Mind Movies. So that's one. Then I have quite a few more that are really, really powerful. Oh, there is one here. Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. Okay, that's not absolutely gratitude, but it's still thankfulness, abundance. They all go under gratitude. There is a gratitude challenge, 25-day gratitude challenge. And I would like to give it to you. And when you've done it, I'll have a prize for you. So, number one, someone you're thankful for, something that makes you smile. Three, a food you love. Four, someone that goes unnoticed. Five, a favorite book and movie. Six, a favorite animal. Seven, something unique about you. Eight, something beautiful. Nine, something that challenges you. 10, beautiful art. 11, something happy. 12, a favorite song. 13, something unique. 15, your favorite foods. 16, something that helps you. 17, someone in your family. 18, a favorite sound. 19, something sweet. 20, freedom. 21, a good friend. 22, a favorite smell. 23, someone who has taught you something. 24, someone who has helped you. 25, someone you love. And it is natural beach and living. So that's actually one of the posts under the gratitude post that I have, 25 days of gratitude challenge. And if you do that and you fill out all 25 and you're sincere about it and you send it to me, I'll have a prize for you. I'm not going to say what yet. It depends on how many things I get in. But I also want to share that since we're talking about mind, body, finances and everything else, complete, total health, I have two gifts that I love to give you. The first one is a health reset strategy session where we can hone in on where you need the most help, be it body, mind, or finances. And then we can talk about it. And it is confidential. It's just between you and I. And the second one is I have a health newsletter that I send out via email weekly that has a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other health information. And I would love to share that with you if you choose to receive it. All you need to do for either or both is send me an email to Coach Denise, that's CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net, which is C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest as in Reader's Digest, .net. Put in the subject line cap R for Block Talk Radio, and then behind what you want, if it's the health reset strategy session or the newsletter, or that you're sending in your 25-day gratitude challenge, or whatever, or that you would like to be on my show, you have something to contribute, and we can talk about it and figure it out and organize it and feature you. Yes, why not? You. I'm sure you have something important to share. And anything, just about anything in our life has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. That part makes it all better. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you. So let me read a couple more. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget that part. Oh, actually, that's what I needed to do real quick, if I can. Okay, print that one. So it's not, uh-oh. All right, I got to try that later. So let's see what else we have. Oh, yeah. Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Beautiful, isn't it? Yes. Let's see what else we have. Okay. 5 ways to grow your gratitude. And it's like a tree with leaves and branches. 1, 3 funny things. Think about 3 funny things that happened today. How did you feel at those times? 2, grateful chat. Choose a time and place to make this a habit, such as your dinner table, picking kids up from school, bedtime. Practice asking your partner, your kids, or a friend, what was your favorite part of the day? Or what went well today? 3, mental subtraction. Reflect on an aspect of your life for which you are grateful. How would your life be different without it? What might have happened if? And then you finish the rest of the sentence. 4, find your silver lining. Think about a difficult life event and consider how that experience made you stronger. How did you grow? What strengths came from your experience? And 5, to'd visit. Write a letter to someone who made a difference in your life. Then go visit that special person, whether it's next week or sometime soon. During your visit, read your letter out loud and give it to her or him before you leave. Okay, that's one way. I just did that exercise a couple of months ago, and I wrote letters and I mailed them out to 5 people. Some of them responded, some of them didn't. But it's beyond my control, and I was just happy I could actually let them know that I'm grateful for them to be in my life. That's another one of those posts that's in gratitude when you Google it. So it's pretty awesome to have all these tools available that help us make things better. And wow, let me see if I find another one or two. There are so many. It's hard to figure out what to choose. Oh, wow. Okay, let's see. No, that one's not that good. But this might be good. Yeah. Health benefits of gratitude and how to show gratitude. So, with the benefits, 1, improves sleep quality. And 1 for the gratitude. Actually, I'm going to go through all the health benefits first of gratitude. 1, improves sleep quality. 2, decreases blood pressure in those with hypertension. 3, increases your energy levels. 4, reduces stress and depressive symptoms. And 5, helps you live longer. And how to show gratitude? 1, give out compliments. 2, make a list of things you are grateful for. 3, volunteer in your community. 4, do small random acts of kindness. And those can be so small, just smiling at somebody who walks by or saying, hello, how's your day going? But meaning it, okay, because there's so many things out there that people just do to want to get recognition or whatnot. No, do it from the bottom of your heart. Your voice and your expression are going to show whether or not you're sincere. 4, do small kinds of random acts of kindness. And 5, smile. the easiest one. So those are pretty awesome. And you can do those daily. I mean, they're so small, so big, so happy, so tall, because you know you help someone. And you never know how many people you help with this, but more than you can ever dream of. Okay, let's see if we have one more. Wow, there are so, so many. Oh. Seven laws of gratitude that will change your life. One, being in a state of gratitude brings more goodness to your life. Two, gratefulness and happiness aren't mutually exclusive. Three, you're never left needing more. Four, being grateful keeps you from taking things for granted. Five, gratitude is best expressed through action. Six, gratitude fosters true forgiveness, which is when you can sincerely say, thank you for that experience. And seven, gratitude is all inclusive, and that's in the Mind Journal. So I think I've given you quite a few things to think about. I hope I shared enough value that you realize being grateful serves you so much better than feeling negative or feeling entitlement or any of those things. So make the most out of it. As I said, there's so much under gratitude. There's appreciation, quotes, attitude, thank you, life, happiness, thanksgiving, love, practice, spiritual, prayer, yoga, heart, positive, inspiration, morning, journal, daily, and quite a few more. So you get to choose which one makes the most out of you. Again, the quotes or the things I read are just under plain gratitude quotes. Okay, and you can see them. So I just really said the first one was the one that says that makes you at least 25% happier. Did you know that gratitude makes you at least 25% happier? So, and from there, you just scroll through it till you hear that the line below is the 25 gratitude challenge, and just go through it and choose what works best for you. But if you do work on the challenge to earn a prize or to just have fun and to help interact a little bit and make it more joyful, or to say that you want to be on the show with me, oh my, that would be so awesome. Do anything and just get in touch with me and make sure address it to Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. And make sure the first three letters in the subject line are capital B, capital T, capital R, so I can fish it out of the spam folder, as all first emails go into the spam folder because I get inundated with about 1,000 emails a day. So I want to make sure that I can do you a service and find your letter to me. And that's why the capital BTR is extremely important. If you want to do more, you can even write down behind the date BTR and then 3/10/2022. And then I know exactly what you're referring to. Okay. I wish you a most wonderful Thursday, a great Friday, and a weekend filled with gratitude and fun and joy and health and happiness. And I'm going to close by saying, until next week, stay happy, healthy, empowered.